You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And we're...
Not with an M. Lane. Yeah.
You're not lame today, you're Lane today.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting right now. I'm not Lane. Is that what you said?
Yeah, no, Lane.
What do you mean?
Oh, Lane. Oh, I get it.
I was making sure people didn't think my name was lame.
Okay, yeah, no,
like you
I got
reminded
you.
Me of a couple weeks ago. Do you want to talk about that? You want to tell everyone about how that percolated? Is it a Q or a C? That doesn't matter.
No idea.
What are we talking about today?
I think that started from when I was like, someone sent me an email and it was, they said, thanks, Urza. You remember that?
Yeah, that's right. Which I thought I created. I actually started calling you Urza.
Yeah,
I thought it might irk you the same way. Do you even know this? Do you know I hate Smithers? I hate Smithers.
Oh,
and you call me Smithers all the time, and I don't think you even know how much. But it's
I
not
have
from
no
you.
Clue.
It's from a. I had a basketball coach. Yeah. And if I said this basketball coach's name, you'd be like, oh, "Okay, I see why you don't like it." He used to call me Smithers, Smithers and Smitty, and I was like, "Don't call me." But I didn't. I was a good Christian 13-year-old, so I just said yes, sir, and I went about doing the work, you know.
Oh,
but
my God,
Smithers is one. So I was like, "What kind of sounds like Smithers? What would be like an annoying version of Ezra? It's Urza,
Urza, yeah.
Like how Urza. you can't like Urza,
but,
can you?
No, I don't like it. Like I think it was interesting. It kind of gets you like you cringe a little bit. You're sort of like, wait, what? How could you think that's my name? But anyways, it's
I can't believe someone actually did think that. That's
wild. They wrote it, and I've heard people as I meet new teachers and stuff, they come in, they're, you know, what's your name again? I'm like, Ezra. Okay, cool. Next day, hey, Urza, do you, like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Like, just, come on. Have you ever heard that name before? Like, have you ever... Has that ever been anybody's actual name, Urza? Like, it's just
no, dude. Urza is officially not a name, dude.
But I gotta say, so I work with a lot of students who are from India, and like literally, it's so funny because it's a large community, and there are so many of them. Their names are very difficult for us to say, so they're probably thinking the same thing. Like, as it did, you know, this guy. Trying to say my name, you know what I mean? Has no clue, and I'm like, man, how do you say it? Like,
you can relate.
I almost.
Yeah.
I don't want to say a kid's name on the podcast, but anyways, you get the whole point. Names.
That's amazing, dude.
Anyway,
that's amazing.
Speaking of
names.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
We're dropping a name. We're dropping a name this episode. We're talking about a little something called a little something. I just did that stutter thing. A little something. We are affectionately calling L3P. We're not, though. I just did that for the first time. When I type it out, I usually type L3P because it's just like the E is flipped. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
The Long Expected Party, Part 3. Okay? This whole episode. We've kind of hinted in the past, I think like maybe an episode ago or a couple episodes ago. We've also talked on social media about how this thing is growing beyond anticipation. Like, it is becoming – I think we should start off – we shouldn't bury the lead. We should say, get your plane tickets.
Yep.
Get your rental car booked. Go ahead and find an Airbnb or a hotel before they all fill up in Mount Vernon, because it is going to be a party you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
And I think in the same way that, oh man, like LEP 1 was magical because I didn't think anyone would, like, I don't even remember how that started, dude. I don't remember how LEP 1 started. Don't remember. Right. LEP 2 was like this huge jump, like astronomical jump. Like people talked about it for months and months and months and like years afterwards. I mean, it made some people want to come to LEP 3 and then didn't happen, wasn't going to happen. And, you know, I feel like, you know, if it wasn't for Mike Charles bringing it up at our, you know, long expected golf outing, right? Yep. Lego.
Right.
And just being like, so fellas, are we going to, is LEP 3 going to happen? And we're like, we don't know. We kind of gone back and forth on it. We're like, maybe, I don't know. Do we want to do people want this? Is it just something we want? We kind of like didn't really know. And they're like, well, is it something that, you know, people want, but we don't want? Like, what is it? And, you know, like David Downing and Kurt Jones saying, no, yeah, we got, yeah, we people would, if you throw it, people will catch it or come or so. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, one of those.
Cut that out. And so, so at their behest, we kind of said, sure, let's go. Now, what has the human being who's taken it to another level, and we cannot praise this person enough, A, because he's an exceptional human being, B, because he's one half of the duo that's going to take our places someday, maybe sooner than we think. Maybe after this party, people will like, what if they rode us out on a rail, tarred and feathered us, and then brought these crowns and thrones up for Max and Cameron, and we're just like, they're the new ones. I don't know, something like but seriously, it's Max Leaning has done an unbelievable job of making this even larger than we could have ever anticipated. So it's gone from us getting a spot for the party on Saturday, trying to plan some events and really push ourselves to the limit, to literally Max using his network and using the whole city of Mount Vernon, where this party is being held up in the North Farthing, to make it something that we're looking at it now. Like, I mean, it still has to happen, but if it goes half as well as it looks on paper, this is something that we could have every year. This is something that eventually, like, you and I wouldn't even need to be there. Like, we probably wouldn't need to be there this year. It would just be something that people who love Middle Earth, people who love Lord of the Rings can gather, and it will become an event, like a staple event for the city, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we have some details to share. Oh, do you want to say anything? What do you think?
Well, yeah.
What's your reaction been to this growth, I guess, really?
Well, it's just been, I mean, we've been getting messages from Max back and forth, and I've been talking to Lottie about it, talking about, you know, this to you. And the other day, her family was in town, and, like, she stopped at Paragraphs, and we're talking to Max. And Max kind of, you know, again, said some stuff to Lottie and then texted me. And he's so excited about this, and he has so many different people on board. And they've been trying to do these things with the downtown, with the downtown merchants, and really bring back events and bring back this downtown atmosphere where you're supporting local shops and you're just back in I don't know, it just feels really wholesome. It feels small town. It feels good, right? And it's just, I think it's good for them.
Yeah.
And a lot of these folks are really, I don't know, that they're into, that they're looking for something to celebrate. They're looking for, they also, this had happened to be, and I think you'll maybe read some of this, but like, as he started talking to people about what he could do downtown, the excitement was growing because people love this fandom. We are like, this is a huge fandom. Yeah. People love it. There really aren't a whole lot of these towns throwing Hobbit Day parties. I don't know of one. Right. I mean, if there is one, I you guys let me know, but I doubt there's very many, and I can't think of one in Ohio. So that's what this is growing into. This is what this is turning into. And it's cool.
I know. I'm very excited about this. I mean, I think really, like, it's gone from, and another cool thing, I'll just say up front, another cool thing is what this is, I think maybe why you and I are so excited about this is, I mean, just even LEP2, there was a lot of pressure, right? There was not bad pressure, but just like people are coming. When we started getting people saying, we're flying in from so-and-so, we're like Mel from Australia. Nubby. I'm coming in from the other side of the world. It was like, oh my gosh. wow, we really got to make sure we make this worth it. And it that always just fell on the two of us. And it was and Sarah, obviously, like Goldberry was doing all kinds of behind this. I mean, without her, we would have been screwed. Like, would have. So mostly, you know, but from the outside, it looked like it was just falling on us. And we were just trying to, like, you know, figure out as much as we could to make it successful, make it worth people's while, essentially, and to have enough things in place, structure, that it was fun, but not so much structure that people thought it was annoying. And one of the things that Max has kind of, like, not taken off our plate, but really helped, you know, to bear the burden, I guess, to help share the load,
share the load, baby.
Max has helped by creating so many peripheral events and atmosphere that, I don't know about you, man, I know because we've talked about it, but I'll just speak for myself and then you can echo. Like, I'm excited because we won't have to be worrying so much about, like, running this or running that or making sure this is running fine or going over and checking in this on that. Like, we'll be free to hang out with old friends, new friends, friends we didn't even know we had. And it will really, I think, become an even more enjoyable and a less, like, we'll have less, obligations, the right word, but kind of less, less tasks that we have to accomplish and more time that we can enjoy with people. And I think that'll just be a lot of fun for on our side as well. So I'm looking forward to that aspect of it, you know, being able to just kind of enjoy people's company and float over here and float over there and give hugs and give, you know, have conversations and, you know, record or whatever, or, you know, hop on the moped, you and me, and buzz down at 10 miles per hour to Ariel Park, you know, whatever. It's going to be awesome. So that part, I can't thank Max enough. And that's why I just keep telling him in our messages back and forth. I'm like, dude, I'm blown away. I'm you know, absolutely gobsmacked. Like, I'm so thankful that you're willing to do this. And it was his idea. He's excited about it. He sees this as an opportunity to showcase Mount Vernon. And, you know, he's on these merchant boards and he's a part of this network within of small businesses within Mount Vernon that really want to showcase the city. They want to showcase these small businesses that have a lot of pride, and rightfully so.
Yep.
And this is a great collaboration that I hope, you know, it goes as well as we're imagining. And it's something that we can have not just like every 5 or 6 years, you know, in between LEPs, but every single year. It could be something that people look forward to, and we know what's going to happen every year. We'll come in a couple years, or we'll be here every year, whatever. So I'm pumped. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what's really cool about this is that you already, I mean, in talking to Max and, you know, he's asking how many people are coming, and we're like, well, we've got this handful of people coming already. We're gauging around 30, 40 people initially signed up. And then also we've got people who are like in Ohio that we know are coming. That's even more than that. So, okay, they're going to come to one spot. And then all of that would have been just, you know, me and you kind of setting up some games, some stuff and different things and like entertaining, meeting and greeting people and stuff like that. But while we're meeting and talking to one person, we want to, you know, what's everybody else doing, right? And so we want to make sure we're hosts, we're givers. We want to make sure that they're good. There's something going on. Chat with each other, meet, you know, mingle, the whole thing. So that is what you're saying, is that it's this has made it so much easier because the downtown will literally be also hosting this, essentially. Like there's going to be maps, there's going to be different things, there's going to be different places for you to go and check out. And it's all right there. It's all within walking distance, and it's literally
it's set up perfectly.
It's set up perfectly. I can't explain to you guys. You just when you get there, you'll see on a map it's a short 20 minute walk from the venue where we're at to the downtown.
Yeah.
A 2 minute car ride, like not even that. So
bring your bike. You could ride a bike in like 5 minutes and get from one point to another. And it's all just right there. It's perfect. And it's, you know, set right on the river, right? The water. It's gorgeous. And, I mean, it's so cool. Yeah.
And I was thinking too, like, we want to be able to have this human connection with you guys, right? We want to be able to like see you, shake your hand, talk to you, get to know you for a hot second, ask you what you went and saw in Mount Vernon. Where did you go? What shops did you see and stuff? Because they're themed. This is going to be a Hobbit themed event, right? So it's Hobbit Day. Mm-hmm. All of them are going to be doing Hobbit themed stuff, and the whole town is like coming together to kind of do it. I don't know why that wouldn't get people fired up and excited. Yeah. If you're a fan of the Shire, if you're a fan of Tolkien and all the things that he's done, this is also being led and spearheaded by a bookstore by Paragraphs Bookstore.
Isn't that wild? Yeah.
You know, it's and again, some of the people that you're going to, I think we're going to have in this email that we got from Max, we're going to go over some of these shops and stuff. They're freaking amazing people, and they have so many cool ideas. So we can get to that when you want. But I just wanted to kind of echo what Lane was saying. I really highly encourage anybody who's on the fence, like, this is the year to come, because it's going to be huge. Yeah. And I can imagine if it gets any bigger, like, I don't know, like, you might even want to come. Because, you know, when you get there, like, LAP1 was special. And we made these lifelong friends because we didn't expect anyone to show up. And so then that happened, and then LAP2 happened. And there were people I remember who were there that we almost didn't get to see, you know, because it was just me and you. And, like,
I know
we had to kind of bounce around, do this. We were cooking food. We were serving people. We were doing all those different things. And we had a podcast booth going. Thankfully, some people stepped up and did that. And we're going to have all those things again, too. But all this extra is going to make it so much easier, so much more comfortable for people to come in and just relax and enjoy their time in the town. You could take a break from – you can maybe you only want to see us for 5 minutes, which I understand.
Right. I understand. Totally.
The hours of listening, it's sort of like, come on, guys. All right.
It's enough. That is plenty.
It's enough. So we saw them. All right, cool. All right, peace out. I mean, that might be you. There will be people stopping in for off the street. There will be people who are Mount Vernonites that didn't even know Lynn and I had a podcast. I mean, that happens all the time. We're at Paragraphs, and Max is like, yep, Ezra's got this. They check it out the next time I'm back in the shop. Yep. Ezra, we've been listening to your podcast. We love it. Yes. It's just really, it's community. And I think that's the cool thing. It's just human connection. It's just meeting people. You know, even though a few years ago we had, right after LAP2, so many people became friends at that event. And even if they, they're not here anymore, or they are, or whoever, wherever they are, they became lifelong friends. I know that for a fact. They're still chatting. I still see them taking photos and running around and doing stuff together. And that makes me happy, you know? So
it is. It's beautiful. I mean, that was the thing that we talked about at LAP2 is, you know, we're just in the backyard, right? And I remember vividly, that group picture is one of my favorite pictures in our podcast's history. It was, right in front of the sign, you know, which we'll dig out. It will be at the venue for sure. We'll deck out our space. It'll be beautiful. I mean, it'd be beautiful if we just had the chairs and tables up. That building is incredible. And the park is everyone's going to love the park. Oh, yeah. I think people are going to be blown away at how pretty it is. And which is so cool. It's like a reclaimed industrial park too, which is very like, I don't know, like reclaiming the Shire, like after the scouring. That's pretty cool too, thematic. I remember, we had the fire going, we had, you know, flutes being played and songs being sung, and it was incredible. And I remember you and I just kind of like stepped back and we were just like, can you believe this? Like, we could Irish goodbye right now, and it wouldn't matter. And that was like you said, that was the best feeling. And I know that'll happen this year. It'll happen however many LEPs we have, where the common ground is obviously more than anything, the love of Tolkien, but then, like, you know, this little podcast community, and people will come together. Friendships will be forged. New friendships will happen. Old friendships will be, you know, reignited, which would be cool, because I know people will see each other that haven't seen each other since LAP2. That'll be amazing.
And
just to sit back and witness that will be the best part for us. You know, I can imagine us, you and me, just riding off into the sunset and being like, oh, we have to go back. Our families. We got to get our families. And then we'll leave. But like, you know, that kind of a feeling of just, this is nice. Like, they're all here. They're together. They're having a great time. And yes, we'll be able to do that even more so because of all these other elements of the weekend. So I have an email here. I told Max, I was like, hey, we are going to do a standalone episode where we've been alluding to all these plans and things that are put in place for LAP3 weekend in Mount Vernon. And we want to actually just detail it. So people who mostly, like, even if you're coming, so you can be informed of like what's going to happen and exactly what this weekend is going to kind of look like. And he said, okay, how detailed do you want? I said, you can make it as detailed or sparse as you want. We can tease stuff. We can go into full detail. And so he sent an email with about 20 to 30 bullet points of events that are confirmed. And then even some that are kind of tentatively planned. And he said every day, he literally responded to my message. He said, every day something new is being added. So he said, this is so far And it shows no sign of like slowing down. There's going to be even more elements added to the weekend. So it's being called right now a Middle Earth March through Mount Vernon celebrating National Hobbit Day, which I love the title.
Oh my God. By the way, I have not actually heard of this stuff. So I'm gonna react to it live because I was like, oh my God.
And I haven't read through it all the way. I was like, I told Ez, I'm like, should we not even read this before? Because it'd be kind of fun because, again, it'll simulate how we're going to feel that day, I think. And the other thing, too, that will, like, we don't need any help getting energy, but this will just give us even more energy, I think. Like, it'll help us be able to be more present and more, you know, whatever. Our personalities won't be hindered by feeling like straight up exhausted or anything like that. So, again, another reason this is going to be incredible. So, these are confirmed activities and specials, okay, this first section. Okay. Everybody will be able to get a passport. So this is amazing. A trifold brochure illuminating various activities and specials for the weekend or for the event in Mount Vernon. There will be a passport that encourages attendees to visit various businesses to answer a riddle. Upon answering the riddle, they will receive a stamp. Once the passport is complete and the attendee has filled out their contract. Gosh, I can't talk. Their contract would be good too. Contact info. They will drop it off at any of the participating businesses after for a chance to win a prize basket or baskets filled with items from the various Mount Vernon merchants. So sweet. You got a map, awesome. Right? A passport map, which is just, that's perfect. We need that.
Yeah.
Ring toss into Mount Doom. This is an activity. A ring toss activity will be stationed at one of the businesses with prizes for winners. The bowling pins that will be the targets to toss the rings onto will be painted to look like the nine. Whether that's the nine members of the fellowship or the nine Nazgul remains to be seen. Leave it to Max to write this tentative, or not even tentative list, but just these bullet points to make them poetic and flowery. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful. Okay, yeah. So we've got the passport that you can take around to the small businesses for a chance to win a basket or baskets full of prizes. There might be more than, you know, one winner, obviously. That's huge. That's amazing. Yeah. You just have to go visit these. Like, that's a no-brainer, right? Yeah. And then maybe you pick up a couple things. The other thing, too, that's kind of cool, I think about, like, September, you're getting kind of close to the holiday season. You pick up some, you know, some Christmas gifts or whatever. It's like, you know, you're always getting – my Christmas gift from you guys always comes from Paragraphs. And – if I can get down there and sneak it in before Christmas, yours usually comes from there too. So it's like, it's perfect. Yeah. We got the ring toss. I'm really excited about this one because this is one we talked about. Max brought this up and I'm like, dude, we were actually going to do that for LEP3 when we were going to try to wrangle it in Amanda again. And we were going to have, I had a tattoo artist in Columbus who was willing and down to do this. So there's a flash tattoo sheet opportunity. So there's a few tattoo shops downtown. Nicole Whitaker, we know, you know, forget the sniffing. Like, we've had lots of, you know, Travis Sigler has tons of Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth tattoos. It's something that I've got my, you know, my nine in Elvish right under Vigo on my
Cameron
arm.
Hansen.
So it's just something that Cameron, Hansen. I probably forgot his because I'm so, his are gorgeous, dude. Like, his I mean, they're all beautiful, but like, his are unreal. But yes, we got lots of Middle Earth ink out there, and so what better way to celebrate the party than matching tattoo? Maybe I'll get Ez to get a matching tattoo with me.
Oh my God, dude!
Maybe LBPT, if that happens, lower back ponytail.
Everyone can
come. Can you imagine, dude? We got to make this happen, man.
I will cry. I will just. We'll just go center of my chest.
I'll hold your hand.
We'll just go dead center.
I'll hold your hand. Yeah, dude. Just nine across. N-I-N-E, boy. Okay. So there's a tattoo opportunity. At least one of the tattoo shops in downtown Mount Vernon will have flash tattoo sheets of Lord of the Rings tattoos to choose from, likely with a small discount. There may be more than one tattoo shop that gets on board. So, and Max, he also has Middle Earth ink. One of these, probably the one he's talking about, honestly, is where he's gotten his. Remember, right before we recorded at Paragraphs, he showed us the Smaug and the Lonely Mountain. And I think he had just gotten it like either that day or a couple days prior. I can't remember exactly, but it was very fresh. And he was like, yeah, just, you know, I thought, just run down, went a couple blocks up, you know, north of the square and got it tattooed. And it was amazing. So, yeah. Tattoo opportunity to get ink in the North Farthing. There's also going to be themed coffee, tea, and other beverages around. The Happy Bean Coffee Shop is a great place that's right down on Main Street, goes north-south, right? That's Main?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. you and I and our families have spent time there. You guys frequent it, right? I mean, that's like a, it's a great place. Yeah. Awesome coffee, awesome drinks. So they're going to have themed beverages, which will be really cool. Themed cocktails and adult beverageinos, baby, at Baxter's Wine and Whiskey and at Bickerdike's Table and Tap, most likely, in parentheses, so not confirmed yet. And then Max is also working on Happy Street Brew Works. They're tentative right now, but they are owned, operated, and founded by my friend, another Max, who will, I hope anyway, I'm kind of hoping like maybe he might do a special brew for that weekend. I don't know. That would be crazy. But anyway, lots of opportunities for adult beverages that are themed for that weekend. So we got food, we got drink. Well, we don't have food yet, but yeah, food was in at those places as well. And then, well, yeah, I should have just shot up. A Feast for Hobbits, okay? Themed specials at Bickerdike's Table and Tap. I've heard like some rumors about like not Eowyn soup might be one. A potato stew might be another obvious potential. So themed food at these places.
Let's go.
These restaurants downtown.
And that was beautiful, by the way. I've been there. I love it. It's right downtown. Yeah. It's restored. It's this beautiful, right underneath the
right
Woodrow
next to the Opera
House. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. And you should look up the Opera House. It's like super historic and a big
deal. That Opera House is such a joke though, because when we were kids, it took like 40 years for them to get funding. It's kind of sad because it took forever and probably almost didn't happen, but I'm sure, was it Karen Wright who made it?
Yeah. I think somebody tipped the scale on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is gorgeous now, but it was this old joke where there was like a sign there for probably a decade at least that said, coming soon, full restoration of the Woodward Opera House, oldest opera house of its kind in the United States. And it was like, okay, sure. And I started to doubt even if it was a thing. I'm like, this is someone's attic or something. There's not an opera house there. This is like someone's trying to get money or something. But because that's what Mount Vernon was like when we were growing up there. Now it's a different story, man.
It's changed.
The souring has been scoured and it's clean as can be. And it's
praise
fully
the Lord.
Restored. I think there's even a Malorn growing up there. Yeah, praise the Malorn.
Come on.
Feast for Hot. Okay. Music of Middle Earth. So there's a vinyl place downtown. It's called Fat Dog Vinyl. They're working to procure a selection of vinyl records, maybe a big ticket giveaway or raffle opportunity as well. So the crazy thing is, man, they have all those complete recordings from Howard Shore. Those are all on vinyl, like records,
dude,
you know?
Unreal.
So I don't
wait
know
a second.
That's what he's talking about. I don't know what kind of Middle Earth music they might have or whatever. Even if you're just into records, you could go pick some up there and just be able to enter that giveaway and raffle.
Dude, I'm shocked I've not actually seen this. I now see right where it's at. I kind of, man, that's going to be sick. That's right off of the square.
Could you imagine maybe like an LEP a few years from now where we could have a Concerning Hobbits vinyl?
Oh, dude,
can you imagine that? Or like, or a box CD set or something? I don't, again, we couldn't sell them because then, you know, I'm pretty sure the Tolkien estate could sue us, but how cool would that be? That would be amazing.
We'll maybe give them away if you want to give us a donation. Here you
go. For free, sure.
Just to cover the cost of making it.
Cash under the table.
Yeah, I better scratch that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, cut that. Okay, photo booth opportunities. Gather your fellowship. We're going to encourage attendees to gather various groups to take photos in a photo booth to share on event and with each other. So very old friends, any number, 3 is company, 3, fellowship, 9 people, Thorin's company, 13, council, 10 plus. So that's pretty cool. And I bet we'll have some kind of hashtag or some sort of whatever where we could.
We got to start we have to start like an Instagram hashtag for like the whole like event.
L3P.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it. Yes, let's do it. Hopefully it's not, it can't be interpreted as something else. Remember the Billy Boyd World Tour where we did BBWT?
Yeah.
That was something else.
But we need to think about though the future. So if we do L3P, then the next year we have to do, you know what, LEP 4, you know what I'm saying? 4B? So it'd be easier if we just did LEP 3, bro.
Yeah.
You can also do a special hashtag.
Because you got to change
it
anyway. You
can throw more than one. You can throw more than one hashtag on there, okay?
L3PO. Ooh, and then L3PO. We could have Star Wars. No, let's not do that.
Yes.
Giveaways and prizes. This is something Max is really stoked about. He's been talking about all this crazy stuff. So some of this is tentative. Some of this is for sure. This, I have mine. I'm honestly ashamed I forgot to wear it in the election season in the fall. I can't believe it. Like, I found it afterwards. I'm like, why didn't I wear this, like, on election day? This is so stupid. Oh. Gandalf for president pins. And I know this is a thing because he sent me a picture, a giant bulk order. They're like produced by Houghton Mifflin, which is really cool. And it literally is red, white, and blue. It says Gandalf for Prez. It's those so sweet.
Yeah.
Swords. Okay. Narsil pins, Evenstar pins, Sting replica to scale, he's thinking. Other things, question mark. All of this is, I think, confirmed, purchased, and in hand, still determining how they will be distributed. So some big prizes there, guys. Some legit stuff. A vinyl record, a book set giveaway. Most likely that's his plan anyway, and it's his call, he says. So yeah, he's got the power, baby.
Let's
go. Power of Max. Max power. Other prizes yet to be determined. And then a prize basket for completing the passport, or like entry to win a prize basket, which is pretty cool. Livestock of the Shire, Angry Acres, which is a business, local business, merchandising their farm products as the Shire, live goats to pet for kids. So they're gonna have animals, livestock downtown, which is crazy.
Hold on, okay, that is. I actually know. You said angry. What would you say?
Keep the goats away from the trolls. Angry Acres.
Angry Acres. I'm almost positive, like, that. So we always have this market downtown. It's right there on the square.
Yeah.
And I think actually that Saturday morning, be wrong, but I think the market goes clear through October.
Yes.
And so I think Saturday morning you'll have actually already a market going on
Farmer's
downtown,
market.
Which typically fuels a lot of those merchants. And then we're going to have these themes going on simultaneously. So I cannot express to you how freaking cool it's going to be, actually, now that I think about that. And then a petting zoo. People start to wonder what's going on. All of them are working together saying, here's a passport, boom, and you're off.
You see a fellow wandering through town in a flannel cloak, and you're like, what is happening? Because that's coming up, too. You know, costumes are welcome. So this is – I already know Josh Dalkey is planning on bringing his full Ranger outfit. Like, he's going to be a ref deer in person, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure if Travis Sigler's able to get out, you'll be seeing Éomer walking down the streets, or like
– that would be amazing.
Half
Éomer,
half Jon Snow, Éomer Snow or something, or Jon – Éomer. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah. I hope he does too. It'd be great. Okay. So, and the farmer's market is great. The farmer's market was strong even when we were kids, dude. I mean, it's been like a staple for a long time. And it fills up the square in downtown Mount Vernon. And there's great local, you know, produce. And shoot, man, you go there and buy breakfast. You could get like enough stuff to make a breakfast sandwich or so. I don't know if they have food trucks down there. I don't know. It'll be great. And again, we're talking end of September. You know, the weather could be, it's almost always beautiful. Consistently in Ohio, September has just kind of felt like a prolonged August. And especially towards the end, it starts to cool down, although it could still be warm. But we've had really dry Septembers lately. So, you know, knock on some wood, nice weather. Even if it's raining, right? We can learn from our Rangers, baby. I'll have my little modern day Ranger poncho out there walking around. You know, that's good weather.
Hey.
That's gets you out of Brie, dog.
I'm not Gandalf. I'm a flannel wizard, so I can maybe do a little something about the weather. All right, so we'll...
Dude, you know what I thought about? Might be kind of cool. Is we saw the transition from, you know, we had Gandalf the gray.
I'm Gandalf the white.
You know, I think maybe we could see the transition from, you know, I'm the flannel wizard to I'm the camo wizard. I don't know if that's possible.
My gosh.
But if maybe somehow something could... Maybe a deer comes after you and it's this fell beast, and maybe I'm dressed up as the deer and you're vanquished and you come back as the camo wizard. It would be kind of sick.
Oh, my. What if, like right down Main Street, like
it's like a play.
This deer starts walking down, right? And it's sort of like, and everyone gets behind me, right? And I've got my flannel staff.
You
and
I'm
show not. Boss. Oh, my God. That would literally be – it would just be me taking on this, like, you know, 12, 14
point buck. We incorporate the crosswalks somehow. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Massive buck. Angry Acres might have one. Maybe we could collaborate with them and get out their finest – they can bring their finest buck.
I come back as the camo wizard. Wow, that's actually pretty. It was pretty genius.
I am anyway. Ezra the camo. Anyway. Okay. Giveaways. We went through those. The livestock and the Shire. This is one that we kind of had ideas for early on, which is we're so excited about. Late night bookstore browse. So Paragraphs bookstore. So Friday night, most of the stuff we're talking about is happening Saturday. Okay. Yeah. Saturday the 19th. Mm-hmm. 19th. Can someone check me on that? It might be the.
I got you, dude.
Check me. Okay. I'm also looking. The 20th. I'm sorry. Saturday is the 20th.
That's what I was going to say. The 20th.
Saturday is the 20th, September 20th. But Friday the 19th, we are planning on getting to Mount Vernon and then meeting up at Bickerdike's, having like an open invitation for anyone who wants to get dinner and drinks. And then after that, kind of just walking right down the street to Paragraphs and doing, when we've talked about maybe even having some equipment set up where we did like a live podcast that people could participate in. We could
if
do like a Q&A
to,
thing, or we could do, maybe people could, you know, do trivia for us. You know, maybe Sam and Seth show up and they ask us these really difficult questions that you know, but I don't know. And you could see a sweat in 4D,
real time,
you know,
in real time,
real time. So Friday night opportunity to shop at Paragraphs Bookstore after hours, courtesy of Maxwell. So this is like an Uppers exclusive. This is stuff that like, if
the best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're not, you know, if you're just coming for Saturday or you just happen to hear about it or whatever, you're not going to really necessarily know about. This is kind of like a, he says an uppers perk, which is great. Okay, so those are all confirmed. Everything I just talked about, those, what, it's probably 9 things, which would be crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 things that are confirmed.
Okay. Yeah.
These next pieces are tentative. They're working on them, not yet confirmed. But what do you think? You think we should share these?
I mean, I kind of want to know. I'm curious.
Let's do them.
Yeah, let's
with
do
that
them.
Disclaimer
let's
that they're tentative, they might not happen for sure. But they're probably likely will. Okay, so the first one is find the ring bearer. This is a traveling hobbit carries a mysterious ring. Be sure to ask him what he has in his pockets for a bonus stamp. So we're going to have an actual hobbit
Dude. With
a ring wandering around Mount Vernon.
That would be unreal. I'm telling you, that would be unreal. Yeah. And I'm like, gosh, that's the kind of stuff that, like, if I weren't hosting this and we weren't like a part of this or whatever, I'd be like, sign me up.
Why sign can't me we? Up? We can search for him too.
Well, I mean, I wanted to be the hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be.
Oh, that's too obvious, though. It's got to be someone.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe
it's a
dog or something. A dog named Frodo. Okay. Costume contest. I think this is going to happen whether they plan it or not. Like, people are just going to show up. But we've already talked about a couple who would come in costume. I bet you'll whip out that cloak. I think you have to have it at some point.
Yeah.
Finale at Happy Street Brew Works for the winner and a prize for the costume contest. That's kind of cool. Okay. And my axe, Summit Axe Throwing. So connected through Happy Street Brew Works. They've got an axe throwing business there. So go throw some axes. Hobbit Door Photo Op. So Max says we may have a woodworking business building a 2-scale Hobbit door for a photo opportunity.
Wow, that's sick.
How cool is that? Like, and also, let's talk about downtown Mount Vernon for a second. There are so many cool, like, not Lord of the Rings photo ops. Like, that fountain with all the dog statues is incredible. Yeah.
There's one cat.
There's so many.
Try and find it.
Yeah. Oh, there's one cat? I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I shouldn't have said anything. It's
Shoot, man.
Cat's pretty obvious, but and you got to look at.
Cat's out of the bag, you know. But there's, like, so many cool buildings through the architecture downtown. Again, when we were kids, wasn't really. Now it's gorgeous. I mean, like, the signage gorgeous. And the painting and like, these buildings are absolutely beautiful.
They've cleaned it up. It is honestly, it's there's plenty gorgeous. Of walking. There's plenty of downtown parking now. So it's fantastic.
You go down South Main, too, and there's this beautiful walking bridge that used to be a railroad bridge. There's the old Baltimore, Ohio rail. It was a train stop. And this beautiful old. You know, when I was a kid, I don't know if I ever told you this. When I was going to be a professional basketball player, I was going to come back to Mount Vernon, and those were going to be like hotels that I opened. I was going to save those buildings and turn them into hotels or something.
Dude.
Which, again, kinda cool. What a moron. They're tiny. That's when I wanted to be called Randy, by the way. So, but the river right there, the Cocosing River, comes through. And every time, I don't, like, even as a teenager, when I really got into Lord of the Rings and opened my eyes more to, like, nature and the beauty of nature, I always loved driving over that bridge, which when you look from the side, when you drive over, it looks just like a normal bridge. You look from the side, it's got these beautiful, like, stone arches. It looks like the Bywater Bridge. And then the river there is just, it's absolutely beautiful because there's stuff built up around it, but not all the way to the edge like most rivers. It doesn't have those, like, artificial, you know, like, cemented walls. It's grass and shrubs and little paths that go down. And the river, man, especially when it's been raining, it's just this beautiful running, and it's pretty quick and fast, and it's beautiful to look at. So, yeah, there's so many things downtown. Plus, you got Ariel Foundation Park, which is beautiful. You go over to Mount Vernon Nazarene University, where our alma mater, Sarah's alma mater.
Right.
Which is also a gorgeous campus, really cool buildings and stuff. You go out to Gambier, which is a short drive down the road, and they're building brand new buildings out of solid sandstone blocks. Like,
I know.
It was in the running for Harry Potter, right? For location stuff.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And there's really cool stuff out there. And Max is really familiar with Gambier. It's like, I think he grew up there, honestly. It's a beautiful place. So there's lots of really cool photogenic, I guess, opportunities.
Right.
Hobbit Hoedown. So they're working on some live music. This is tentative, but working on a group outside of Bailiwick's Owen Music and maybe Happy Street. So maybe like a traveling band. Who knows, man? Dude, what if we got there and Rebecca Rovney was just playing on a corner? Can you imagine that?
Oh,
like, we didn't know she was coming, and she just shows up and she's just walking around playing for everybody.
That would be a partner. We got to hit her up.
And then I hand you your viola, and I, from behind my back, I pull out the cello.
We actually do our little trio. Oh, my God. I would be willing to learn. Remember when were you in orchestra with me when we played Lord of the Rings? Da-da-da, dun-dun-dun.
No, I quit before.
Oh, my God, you missed
it. Because I was pissed. Because I think I'd brought up in, like, seventh grade, I'm like, can we play Lord of the Rings? And I believe the response was, no.
Right.
I was like,
and
okay,
the next year.
I was playing Star Trek, Mr. Lawson. Like, what the heck, dude?
Like, literally, I think he said that just because he actually planned doing it. And he was like, how dare you? How dare you? This kid, this punk kid just asked me that. And he's just stole my thunder. And he's like, none. He's like, none.
Probably, dude. Probably. Dude, God, you remember those? You remember when Mr. Lawson would, like, call you back into his office and show you all of his Star Trek models?
Oh.
All the ships?
Oh. Yeah, again,
he had so many collectibles.
Man. My favorite teacher. I mean, I got in arguments with him. I loved him. I love him. I absolutely to this day. He's my Farmer Maggot. Going clear back in our episodes.
Yeah, he was mine too. Yeah, yeah.
So crazy. But the Star Trek models, and he had classical. We had 101.1 classical music playing back there in the back. Yes. And,
Do you remember Shickley's Mix? Shickley's Mix on the public. Radio. I don't even. We're getting in the weeds. Anyway, but yes, music. Yeah. There will be music. I think we need to play one of the beautiful pieces from Rings of Power. Because it's got a cello piece, I think violin, and then you could finagle a viola opportunity in there, I think. What if we switched instruments and Rebecca played the cello, I played the violin, you played the violin, I'm on the viola?
Could she do it? Could she? I'm honestly saying, I'm gonna message her after this and be like, hey, this is what's going on. Listen to this episode, perhaps.
We've already booked you, Rebecca. Sorry.
I guess we'll figure. We'll pull some pennies together and get your flight. You know, we'll get you out of here.
She's like, guys, I have a concert that weekend. I can't show.
Imagine if she told her following, "I'm gonna be at this thing though," and people came to see Rebecca as well too. That would be.
I mean, that's the thing. There are so many people in that are uppers who have their own followings. That's the crazy thing, is they have people who they're into what they produce and create, and they are fans of theirs. And so, would not surprise
me.
So potential for live music. We also have someone that we're working on for the LEP portion. I don't know if he'll be able to play because I believe he's had some health issues or he might not play anymore, but we might be able to get him in attendance.
Okay.
So that's something that we kind of tease early on, but I need to follow up on that and see how he's doing because I would just love for him to be there mostly. I'd love to see his face again.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Elf Ear Station. This is an activity. So station at a business to make elf ears. That's pretty dope, dude.
That's cool.
Maybe I'll get elf ears tattooed onto my head. No. No. You know what I think I want? I think I want, this is adjacent Lord of the Rings, I think I want always tired under my eyes like Post Malone. Do you think I'd get away with that? Because I'm always tired.
Yeah, I'm always tired. I think work would be, I'd be frowned upon at
That's
work.
Fine. Maybe I could just claim religious beliefs or something. I don't know. I'm a narcoleptic. Hobbit Flower Crown. Now this is getting into some Eleanor action here.
Okay.
Dude,
okay.
Some gardening stuff. He said he would love to assign this to the flower shop and have a station to make flower crowns.
That's point blank.
Would you wear a flower crown at LEP3?
Absolutely, I would.
I would too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Can you imagine our kids in flower crowns?
That's especially what I was thinking. Like little babies running around with flowers. I think it would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. This is incredible. He also said Hobbit door coloring pages, themed candies, almost famous sweets and sodas. You know that?
Oh my gosh, dude!
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. That's a really. Yeah. I mean, just even coming there without them doing anything, you should go check out that shop. It's right on the square, and they've got tons of old-fashioned, vintage candy stuff that's, really cool. So
you and me are just, pulling a Hobbit foot, and we're in there just gorging ourselves.
Where's Lane and Ez, right? Wasn't Ez doing carnivore leading into this?
You got a steak soda back there?
God, he got all the way to L.A., just lost himself at L.A.
He fell off the wagon. Drunk on soda. The Sense of Middle Earth. So this business is the Blessed Life. Candle making, Lord of the Rings themed. Bilbo's study, Shire pastures, Elven home, Dwarven mine, Mordor orc pit. Let's go, dude. That's sweet.
That sounds cool.
If they're anything like Casey's Firelight Fable candles, then I'm down. We have talked about how much our love of candles. I could see us making a pit stop there. All right, so there's a little side note here. He said we're still making rounds of the businesses and finalizing ideas. This is what I was alluding to at the very beginning. Lots of ideas still being realized. We want to have more street games and activities similar to the ring toss. So just stuff on the sidewalk as you're right outside of businesses. That's what I love too. I love events like this where businesses come out. They come out to the sidewalk. They have things almost like carnival status where you're hey, come on in. Let's play this game. If you win, you get 10% off or something. I don't know. They're not doing that. But that kind of vibe, right? So more street games and activities. The goal is also to have this as a DORA event, which is in Ohio, designated outdoor refreshment area, which means you can drink beer within the limits of downtown.
That would be amazing. Seriously? Yeah.
Yes. So adults can walk around with alcohol. Potentially looping in the public library for something as well, which we have a great goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I just rolled into our public library because it was kind of close to the west side, best side, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The West March. That's my hood and my former hood. And I would go there. I would rent movies. I would, some of my childhood. I remember, I think my parents forgot me in the magazine room. You remember the magazine pit with the newspapers? I was always after those Sports Illustrated with Michael Jordan on the cover. The cartoon one was my, I need to get a copy of that. It's burned in my memory. ESPN magazine, because I couldn't afford it, you know? Just the big old, how big those were? It was they were bragging about how much money they had. They're like, we're going to make this the size of a newspaper bent in half, brother.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the public library would be a great partner as well. He had a follow-up as well, so this is really cool. So, some other things to note. And this is authority, because this is the man speaking. He said, we at Paragraphs Bookstore will offer a discount, he's got a maybe percentage in parentheses, on all Tolkien-related titles. And we will do our best to be stocked up on Tolkien titles, but we will also be mindful to not overstock. So if people know what they want and order ahead, it's always helpful. We do have that that
landing page
pre-order. Yes, the pre-order website page that's already set up, so you can pre-order ahead and go pick it up at Paragraphs, but he'll also be stocked. I mean, he's working really hard on that, that's kind of why he wanted to know our numbers initially. He was like, how many people could I expect rolling through Paragraphs who might want books or other Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth, other fantasy stuff. They have a great selection of everything, really. Their kids section is incredible. I mean, Paragraphs itself is not a huge bookshop, right? I mean, it's like...
Yeah,
it's one giant room, but that room is filled with magic. And
it
and
is
every. I mean, they've got. I love when I went in there. I got your book for Christmas. I was looking on the wall. I'm like, oh yeah, they've got the bike trail posters, the anniversary posters framed that you can buy. Yeah. Like they've got photography. I think they have photography from around Mount Vernon from local photographers. They have. The kids section is incredible. They've got just everything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And then you order something, you buy it before you even. Do you want a gift wrap? Sure. Before you can even turn around, Max is already behind you wrapping it up.
Yep.
With the efficiency and beauty of an elf. I mean, just okay. You want a ribbon on that as well? Yeah. A gift tag for when you put. Okay, no problem. Yeah, here you go. And it's just. An amazing experience. So
it is.
So special discount for uppers, and maybe we'll have like a secret password or something. I don't know. Like you say, speak friend and get a discount. Who knows?
Dang, that'd be cool.
But yeah, I mean that's it so far. And again, we haven't even talked about like the LEP stuff that we're gonna.
Yeah, that's just the town doing this whole thing, and like you know just, we're Friday night. Yeah, we're talking about meet and greets Friday night, grabbing some drinks, having a live podcast, having a booth in our little venue where you guys can come tell some of your Tolkien stories or just share some thoughts. Maybe that's guided by somebody that we know. And, you know, we'll have other fun games and things that we're going to be doing, you know, there, some food and stuff. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's just there's so many cool things I think that are going to happen. And, again, you won't feel like – I know some people are worried because they want to, like, you know, they want – there to be people coming. I've had people message me and say, how many people are coming? Like, I want to go, but I'm wondering if there's like a lot of people. Will I be the only one or will I be like, because they're shy. It's more that they're shy. And I think they're just sort of like, I'm shy. And so I'd like to just kind of watch you guys interact with the people. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like that. I know there's people who are like that. They want to just kind of be on the, on the fringes. Well, this is so much bigger that it's also just people in Ohio and Mount Vernon now. So you don't have to feel like that. You can definitely feel like
this comes blend in. Little safety blanket.
Yeah, it's
which isn't it so ironic because you and I are kind of naturally shy. So literally, even if you were the only ones, we're like the best people for shy people.
Yeah,
because we are shy people, so we get it. Like we know, we kind of know. I don't know. I'm always looking out for shy people. I'm like,
that's why. Hey, that's why I said that because I mean, I felt like I knew why they were asking. You know, because they actually want there to be a lot of people there, so that way they can kind of just like enjoy it from afar, kind of and I think that's definitely doable, and it was actually doable during LAP 2. So
I just lost my earbud.
But sorry, lost my guy back there.
Technical difficulties. Geez,
he's gone. What? Fumble? Did you just fumble right there?
Earwax blockage.
Honestly, that's gone. That's dead.
Can you hear me?
You bad boy. You bad boy! Now I got a time. Now I got a timestamp. You, I can't even.
cut that out.
Can you hear? I can't hear you. Can you hear
what?
Me?
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. Now, yes. So when my earbud falls out, it mutes me. That makes no sense, man.
What's going on?
That
dude?
Makes
okay,
no
I got
sense.
You there. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
All that to say, I think I just want to highly encourage people to come. I would love to meet you guys. I would love to meet. And we already have so many people who have signed up and said that they are coming. Also, I want to say to any of the merchants and to Max, we're going to make a little reel, little podcast sort of advertisement at the front of all of our episodes, all of our Patreon episodes leading up to this, just to kind of get the awareness out there. I'm also doing, unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of Rings of Power clips and old stuff from the podcast, but I am sending a lot of clips to Instagram to kind of get some, just to wake people up who haven't really... Some people stopped listening after The Hobbit because, we really stopped with the Tolkien stuff there, and if they didn't like the show, they didn't really come back or they weren't interested.
I thought the show
stuff.
Was Tolkien-based, though. Isn't the show
Tolkien-based? Yeah, we don't want to
such thing as lore and Tolkien.
Right.
Canon doesn't exist.
We don't want to derail this happy episode of Elliot.
I know, sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But
they
but
who shall not be named, the trolls, were the goats. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. So I'm doing all that to kind of wake up some of our fan base and have people, who maybe are like, oh wow, they didn't know Lane and Ezra kicking things back up again. They're getting into the Silmarillion. Yeah. They're having LAP3. They're back and rolling. They're on a schedule. They're doing a fortnight schedule now. They have Discord. Jeez. The beacons
are we rolling into the next episode? Is that what this is?
This is all. I'm leading right into the next episode, baby. So like, these are the things that are coming. This is what's happening.
Yes.
And so if you see me posting a lot more of those clips on our YouTube page, on Instagram, it's to light people up and remind people. Yeah. We're out here, baby. We've been out here and we, I think it's great. I love this podcast. I love this project. I love you guys. I love this community.
Yeah.
And I'm
too.
So
you're talking to
proud.
Me.
And
you're talking to them.
And you. And I want to talk about that hat later, by the way, too, once we get a second, because... Oh.
Yeah, do you know what this is?
Oh, yeah, of course I know what it is, baby. You think I...
You want one?
I noticed that the moment... I absolutely want one, but... I absolutely want one, but anyways... So,
came in today. They're incredible. It's puff embroidery, too, man.
It's solid, and I'm just going to say, let people come check out the video version. You'll see, and... You can make a connection if you want to. Figure it out.
Okay, cool.
Little secrets, little inside hidden gems, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All that to say, I'm excited, man. I mean, really, I'm pumped. I'm pumped
Me
for this.
Too.
I think it's going to be great. And I'm so proud of our hometown, really, to like...
I know.
Step up and want to be a part of this. And I'm so so awesome. I actually was making clips from old podcast episodes. And the very next one that I am doing is Paragraphs. I actually started it today. I have the video version of it. I was blown away by some of the stuff we were saying. I threw it into my clip maker, and it just generated some of those beautiful clips. And I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, come on.
Just us at Paragraphs.
Dude, 392-5678. Durkos.
That's right. Durkos, baby.
I can't wait. Is that what I was going to say? I don't know.
Yeah, you're just excited. And I am, too.
I am.
Awesome.
I'm very excited. And I just think... dude, what? Oh my gosh, bro. Well, I did have this thought the other day. This is totally random, but what? I was thinking about my age because my birthday is the end of August, and then Vigo's is like 10 days later, and then 10 days later is like the party.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I'll be 37 at this party. And then thought back to when we started this thing, dude. I was like 30.
30.
And when you think about your age that way, I'm like, geez, I'm like at that party, I'm almost 40 now, but at that party, I'll be even almost more 40 or more almost 40. And it's like, we've been doing this for damn near a decade, man.
I know.
Damn near a decade. And I just think that was something that we had always, we had hoped, right? We were like, we're keeping to do this forever. And you get to this point and you're like, I think we really are just going to do this until the day we drop. Mine might be a couple years from now. I've been having some weird heart palpitations, and which will be fine. I think, I got a good health, life insurance policy. So Sarah and the kids will be able to pay off the house. They don't have to worry about that. And then she can get like a sugar daddy who could maybe fill in every once in a while for me. He'll be better looking. He'll probably be smarter. And their needs will all be met. But anyway, even when I'm gone,
is his name going to be Dudeberry? Is his name going to be
Dudeberry? Oh my! Barry
you don't even
dude?
Remember saying
Barry
that
the dude is
that.
Me.
You actually said yes, you said in a rings about you. We're talking Tom Bombadil,
and you said, "Oh my god!"
Somebody said, "Where's Goldberry?" And you're, I think it was me, and you, you said, "You mean Dudeberry?" Like they're as if they're gonna turn Goldberry into a dude because that's the stuff that goes on. Anyway, oh god, sorry. We went from gosh, Sugar Daddy to Dudeberry.
Dudeberry,
real fast.
I think we need shirts for LEP. That's the other thing too. Those are in the works. Oh. I'm really actually really close to getting. Oh my gosh, dude! There's so much to think about, Ez. So much to talk about. Yeah, I'm working on some something for something else. But the same company is going to be making the T-shirts for LEP3. And the cool thing about that is it's going to be an online shop. No minimums at all. I think the only thing that will be minimums on if we do any embroidery, there has to be like 10 pieces, or they won't be able to justify embroidery. But all the screen printing stuff, there's no minimums. So if you and I are the only two who order stuff, we'll at least get what we order, kind of a deal. Yeah. And whoever does, they will. But I anticipate like there's gonna be great designs. There's gonna be like LEP specific. You know, one has like the LEP thing on the left chest. On the back, it says no admittance except on podcast business. Like the sign font. We'll have I Survived Hell EP 3, which is like an homage to I Survived Hell's Deep, the crew had. There's going to be all kinds of cool stuff. I think we're even going to have one that just says The Return of the Crotch Fruit.
Let's go, dude.
Maybe just for you and I. I don't know. That's okay. We're the only two to order that. That's fine. So in theory, you'll be able to order these online. I'll get them and be able to have them packaged up and ready for you that day. I mean, if you want it Friday night and we can arrange it, I can get it to you Friday night so you can wear it all weekend. I might even be available like Saturday morning. And then if nothing else, they'll be at the party waiting for you. You can pick them up and have them. And it'll be a great way to do it because it won't be like us having to order them ahead of time and front the cost. It's all, you know, you guys ordering and then
we get exactly what we want for who we want. Yeah,
exactly. And So it'll be great. And they do great work. They've done, they're in Lancaster. They've done stuff for my school district before. They're the best. They're really the best. So that's a little piece of the Shire from down here as well that you'll be able to. Yeah.
Yes, and dude.
We'll have tons of designs. It'll be great. It'll be really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's going to be incredible, guys. We really hope that you're excited for it. And that if you're on the fence, that you're thinking like, okay, if you can't make it happen, no problem. That's the other reason why we're saying like this might be an annual thing. So if you can't come this year, you come the following year. It's only gonna get better.
Please write this down and don't let me forget this. Yes. I was talking to Lottie about so I want, you know, I believe Cameron is coming. I'm gonna ask him for some help with this, but I'm thinking about making for those who can't attend, we're gonna have the recordings from people there.
Yes.
But I'm thinking about a little vlog also that people can like making a really nice professional. I have a 4K camera. I know Cameron's got, you know, his some stuff, and maybe just getting a Google Drive together. I have a 200 gig Google Drive where we can get some files shared, or even just Dropbox it or whatever. And I want to try
make sure you bring your SD cards.
Yeah, I got my mini SD cards right here that Cameron will laugh at. He's just like, "What is that? What that is a joke? What is going?"
His face when you pulled those out, he was like,
"I was like, Cameron, do you need some extra memory? Like, look how small that boy is."
He's got his red camera, the same thing they used on The Hobbit. And he just looks at you. And he's like, "I don't think I can." And he was being so polite, and I was dying laughing. I was like, "This is the best thing ever."
Anyways. God. So,
I lost my whole
But basically, I was thinking about possibly doing a vlog of some kind where we just sort of talk through, you know, what's happening, maybe do some quick little interviews with people here and there. I think that would be a blast. So, there you go. The other thing was,
come on.
121 Lost Lane Smithers. There he is. It's a little silence go for my guy here. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're here? Bro, you're gone.
Dude, what the fuck?
Off the screen, dog. I'm here. Where you at? Where you at, baby? They will need to connect their mic/cam before you can add them to the stream.
Bro, what's going on?
My, I don't, dude. Full apologies. Full apologies.
Hey, I got timestamps.
My earbud. My earbud died again.
Hey, it happens, dog.
So I had to switch out. Yeah, but that's inexcusable. That's like 2000. That's like 2021.
Did you charge those bad boys before we started?
That's how much juice these you are still like the these are the ones you left at my house.
Oh my god, dude. Wow.
They're still they stopped working for like 3 years. And then I got curious and I just plugged them in to charge again and they started working.
That's wild. That's
like
wild.
They legit died. Like they came back, like Gandalf the White. I need to call them Gandalf the Whites. Well,
so wait a second.
Can't say whites.
You hear me through those headphones.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Is that why you're having a hard time hearing me? Because they're inside these.
Yeah, but I can hear you fine now.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I do it in here because it probably doesn't pick up in the mic as much. And I can have this hooked up to my Zoom and the earbuds to the computer. It's a pretty good system. And I do one at a time so they both don't die. But that one just died.
Oh, so now you're just not hearing in the Zoom. You're just not hearing in the Zoom now.
No, I can hear the Zoom too.
And you can hear me?
Through these. Yes, so I hear you through
the
earbud.
Oh, you got one of those on there. I see,
yes.
I see.
Yes, I do one at a time. I do one at a time. Like this.
Okay, I got you. Sorry. All right. Anyway, don't worry. I got time stamps there. We're cutting all that out.
What were we saying? I don't. Sorry.
Basically, I was talking about the vlog.
Yes. Yes. A day in the life of a hobbit party.
Yep. There you go.
That's it right there.
That's it, baby.
Homage to the appendices, you know? So,
yeah.
I think that's a great idea. And I think Cam would be down. Even if we did, God, wouldn't it be cool if like everyone took a short video from the day,
yes,
uploaded it to a Google Drive, and then we could do some kind of like compilation. Is that what you're talking about?
A compilation. Like, so some of it is like largely driven by myself or Cam with some cool things that's featuring. But then at the end is a compilation, or the middle or the beginning, wherever, we're going to cut to a compilation of vids from you guys from your phones. Just be kind of cool.
That's sweet. So, I think that's awesome, dude.
Be cool for folks to I'm just thinking of ways to. Yeah. I don't know, man. I was telling you today, I'm like super proud of Talking Tolkien, and I'm super proud of who. Our friends and our extended family in this podcast. Like, it's just, we have good people here, and
we do.
It's a timeless little fandom. You know what I mean? It's just like the spirit of Tolkien is so good, so rich. Mm. It's so wholesome. It's such a motivational, good, uplifting story. It just will always stand the test of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it will.
So, I don't know. I'm so happy to be a part of it. And I just want to keep doing things like this to honor that spirit and to bring folks together and just to be a part of the community and the fandom in a good way. And that's all I'll say there, because I don't want to, you know, go down. That's it. That's all I want to say. That's it. Okay.
I don't want to go down.
Sorry.
I don't want to ramble like Lane. Yeah, dude, that's it.
No, I was about to say, like, go down toxicity lane, you know what I mean? But I was going to say,
gosh. Urza, Crick.
But I meant, like actually this path of me talking about the top. I mean,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Rings power. All right, so.
Yeah. Yes. Right,
back on
Well, track. Maybe Payne and McKay will show up as protesters, too. That'd be kind of cool. Just with signs.
LEP3.
Is so stupidly. We can't write even. We can't even write signs, guys.
I literally thought it would be hilarious. I kid you not.
Dressed up as Payne and McKay.
No, mid episode. Well, that would be hilarious. But mid episode, I thought, wouldn't it be funny if there was like a couple guys on the square just dressed as orcs, and they're out there protesting this like thing we're trying to have? I don't know why. Just my mind goes to those places sometimes. I'm like, don't share that on the podcast. But now I'm like, you mentioned protests. So I was like, well, yeah. I mean, who's dressing as the orc out there protesting?
Please. And I'm Brian and you're Darren. Brian and Darren. I'll be a lady orc. Actually, that's
why
kind
not?
Of old as a fantasy.
Why, can we get Tammy just to get... Can you imagine if Tammy came out to this bad boy and the night before she said, all right, guys.
No.
All right, guys. You pay for everything. You pay for all the makeup and design. Make me into an orc.
I would take out a loan.
Yep. Make me into an orc. It probably costs like 10 grand to do it. Who knows?
Why did we share? Can we cut this out? Because what if we do that and we're like, spot Lane and Ez, they're in disguise as, and it's literally us as orcs, dude. No one would even freaking know.
Awesome. That would be amazing. If we,
and then we're just, we're playing, everybody's orking for the weekend.
Everybody wants a...
And then we have someone as Saruman just coming around just smacking us. Like, get back to work.
Dude, is it possible to get Tammy Lane? What's she working on right now?
Stuff. I think she's like... I think she was in New Zealand. I think they called her back for Hunt for Gollum.
Yeah, dude. I just wonder, how do they make those orcs? How do they do it? Is it all makeup? How do they do it?
It's prosthetics. It's a lot of prosthetics. And then, yeah, makeup on top and... I don't think she would probably have any interest in doing that for us, but it would be really, I mean, if she, I mean, hold on a minute though. John Packard, the director of the Collegians band at Mount Vernon, he was stand partners with Tammy. That's the only reason I had contact with Tammy, was because of John Packard. So if we were like, hey, come visit John, make us up as orcs, live like a god for a day, like she would be a god.
I know. She really
people
would
be like, can I touch your toenails or something? Like, I don't know. They'd be freaking out.
Whoa, guys. Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Easy.
And then you're like, whoa, Ez. Yeah, whoa, Ez. Tammy. Oh.
The great thing is, Tammy. This is so deep. We don't even have to delete it. No one's going to listen this far. Like, that's
the cool thing. I know. I love
OGs
it.
OGs will, but most people will be like, geez, can we get it? It's a party.
Just burying stuff right here at the very end. By the way, speaking of burying stuff, it's like, I guarantee you. I guarantee you Friday night after two sips. Give me two sips. Oh, I was talking to
gone.
I think I was talking to Kayla Underhill about this. And I said to her, two sips, two drinks, done. Spill all my secrets. There will not be a secret or a tale not told. So be ready for that on Friday night.
The tea spills. Yeah, I'm thinking about fasting that whole week. So when I have my first sniff of alcohol, I'll just be gone.
Gone.
So I think people want to see. I think people want to see the old school late night appendices, Lane and Ez. I think they want to see us just obliterated. Honestly, maybe not. Well, there probably are some people who would not want to see that, but I think most people would get it. We would just get rolling. It'd be hilarious.
Those who would be there late night with us.
That's
so,
true.
You know.
They're not. Yeah, most. I guess that's very.
Like we said, we start the episode strong and then we bury stuff at the end because this is just what we do. But
that's
anyways,
what the dwarves did. They made a long term deposit. So
true.
Yeah.
All right. We love you guys. You guys are great. I hope to see you there at LEP3. It's gonna be amazing. And
we'll see thee at LEP3.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That was the worst tagline I've done.
Yeah, it was really bad. I'm just joking. How do we end episodes anymore? I don't even know, dude.
I don't know. Because, like, who is still
Bilbo
alive?
Knows. Frodo.
I know.
I mean, the Bilbo Knows
Frodo
shirts
Frodo lives.
Or the Bilbo
dude,
Knows.
We should
like,
get those. Yeah, the stickers. I just found one in the garage the other day. Because the garage is like, I can't wait for you. Honestly, I can't wait for you to see the garage tomorrow.
Yeah,
I
I'm sure it's going to
think.
Be.
You're probably gonna like freak out. It's amazing.
Okay, good.
It's like it's almost like an exorcism has happened in the home. It's like the demons are gone. Are we still? Is this still the episode?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Saying, let's just do we hit it? I don't know.
Just fade out.
Just fade out.
Just fade out.
Yeah. Just fade out.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.